Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will play a song recorded by Jeffrey Hyman, John Cummins, Mark Bell, and Douglas Colvin that hit the top five in the Netherlands, but did not chart at all in the United States, even though it was the title track of a popular American midnight movie. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will examine the biggest soul single by the father of modern Chicago blues, McKinley Morganfield. Later, we will present one of several songs by Henry John Duchendorf that hit number 1 in the U.S., but did not chart at all in Great Britain, where Mr. Duchendorf remains a true one-hit wonder. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate a universally loved duet sung by Reg Dwight and Pauline Matthews and written by Ann Orson and Carte Blanche. Even if those four names don't sound familiar, trust us, you have heard this across the board number one single. But first, just as we do each week, we share the joy with a selection that, at some point, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak, and then their seasons were over. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start with a cover of a 1963 number one hit on the Cap label that caused Ruby and the Romantics to wear a smile. This rhythmic remake featured the extremely talented Patty Austin in an uncredited background vocal that really helped turn this record into a hit. Even though he was the lead vocalist of a group signed to Warner Brothers Records, as a solo artist, Francesco Castelluccio was the most successful recording act on Private Stock Records, the label whose day came with this smash. week at number 40 on the Cashbox survey, on its way up to number 11 in Billboard, 7 in Canada, and number 2 on the Adult Contemporary chart. That was Francesco Castelluccio, better known as Frankie Valli, and his third huge hit in a row for Private Stock Records, Our Day Will Come.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
At number 20, we have one of the best love songs ever recorded by the four-man punk rock act made up of Jeffrey Hyman, John Cummins, Mark Bell, and Douglas Colvin. It hit number 7 in Belgium and number 5 in the Netherlands. But in the United States, it didn't even chart at all, even though it was the title track to a very well-received American midnight movie. Rock and Roll High School, a single that should have, at the very least, reached number 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World. Those were the four unrelated individuals we named just a moment ago, all of whom decided to become the Ramones by taking on the names Joey, Johnny, Marky, and Dee Dee Ramone.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have a single released by Hugh Anthony Craig III and his band. It was a big seller on the Chrysalis label, oddly becoming the group's fifth top 10 and their third consecutive single to peak at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Believe if this is it, ooh, please stay.
spending a week at number 11 on their way up to number 6 in Billboard, 6 in Cashbox, and number 6 in Canada. That was Hugh Anthony Craig III, known to the world as Huey Lewis, along with The News and If This Is It.
Number 10.
We just heard Huey Lewis and the News at number 11 with one of their big hits on the Chrysalis label. At number 10, we have a single on the same label by a vocalist from Stanmore, England, named William Broad. This one ultimately placed 2 notches higher than Huey's. Even if you don't recognize the name William Broad, you will surely recognize his voice from the golden period of MTV.
Eyes without a face.
At number 10, with a single that reached number 4 in the United States, but stalled at number 18 in England, that was William Broad, better known as Billy Idol, and Eyes Without a Face, a single that should have, at the very least, reached number 10 on the British charts. At number 9, we have the only gold single by Vincent Furnier, the shock rocker who, prior to releasing this hit, achieved 6 platinum albums for Warner Brothers, full of hard rock music far louder than this introspective tune.
If there's a tear on my face, it makes me shiver to the bone, it shakes the bay. Just a heartache that got caught in my eye. And you know I'll never cry, I'll never cry. Sometimes I drink more than I need, until the TV's dead and gone. I may be lonely, but I'm never alone. And the night may pass me by, but I never cry. Take away my eyes.
Radio and records chart, while peaking at number 9 in Cashbox, number 12 in Billboard, and number 5 in Canada. That was Vincent Furnier, better known to rock fans around the world as Alice Cooper, and I Never Cry, the most popular song from the platinum album, Alice Cooper Goes to Hell.
Alt Universe Top 40!
Auden and Grace should have reached number 8.
Now we're up to a selection that is modern and great and should have reached number 8. You may have noticed that all of the songs we have played up to this point have featured artists that were born with one name but charted with another. Now, at number 8, we have a 2013 duet by Edward Severson and Charlene Marie Marshall, both of whom have found success in music using different names.
I know you belong.
Track that was modern and great and should have reached number 8. That was Edward Severson, better known as Eddie Vedder, and Charlene Marie Marshall, known to the modern music world as Cat Power, and their remake of the old Patience and Prudence hit, Tonight You Belong to Me. Incidentally, Patience and Prudence were the real names of Patience and Prudence McIntyre, who were 14 and 11 when their version hit number 4 back in 1956.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is one of the signature tracks by the blues man known under a different name as the father of modern Chicago blues, McKinley Morganfield. McKinley Morganfield was born April 4, 1913, or possibly 1915, in either Rolling Fork, Mississippi, or Issaquena County, Mississippi. His mother died shortly after his birth, and he was raised by his grandmother. He grew up near Clarksdale, with his grandmother introducing him to the music of the church as a child. As a teen, he began singing, playing guitar, and harmonica. At the age of 28, Alan Lomax recorded McKinley for a Library of Congress recording. 2 years later, he moved to Chicago to become a full-time musician. 3 years after his move, he landed a deal with Columbia Records. Almost immediately, though, he switched to the new record label formed by Leonard and Phil Chess. Very early on in his days at Chess Records, McKinley recorded three incredible blues classics. I Just Want to Make Love to You, I'm Ready, and the song that we are playing today, Willie Dixon's Hoochie Coochie Man. Of course, the label on the Chess release of Hoochie Coochie Man did not list the artist as McKinley Morganfield. His professional name came from the nickname he was given by his grandmother, Muddy Waters.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. I got a black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand, then the world will know the Hoochie Coochie Man, but you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 day, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was Muddy Waters and one of his several classics, Hoochie Coochie Man.
Hey, cool music fans, this is Matt Collier from The Trend, and you're listening to my favorite thing on shortwave, Alt Universe Top 40. La 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 la.
Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Dario from Italy heard our 6070 kilohertz broadcast on his Degen 1128 receiver with telescopic antenna. He reported 22222, sent his best wishes to us, and even included an air check of the transmission for us to review. Well, Dario, we are so happy that you have found us on shortwave, and we send our best right back to you. Przemysław from Central Poland heard our 6070 kilohertz broadcast on his Sony ICF 2201D receiver. He reported 45444, and his reception report was extremely detailed. He wishes us all the best and sends his greetings from Poland. Well, Przemysław, I certainly hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, and we send you all the best right back from the United States. Casper from Berlin writes in to tell us that he has just purchased his first shortwave radio, a Texson PL380. He also says that we were the first show that he happened to stumble across on shortwave. He says that he enjoyed the show and will try to listen to us again. Well, Casper, we welcome you to the world of shortwave radio, and we promise that you will find other shows right alongside ours that you will enjoy. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. Today's artist, David Robert Jones, has certainly done that. However, this David Jones did not play the part of the Artful Dodger in Oliver and later passed the audition to become one of the four monkeys. Today's David Jones found out about the television star and immediately decided to take on a different name. In addition to changing his name, this David Jones took on a number of personas throughout his career. He was, at various times, Ziggy Stardust, the Starman, the Thin White Duke, and the man who fell to earth. By the time he recorded our bonus track at number 6, he seemed remarkably normal. Here is David Jones, far better known as David Bowie, with Julie.
Like a mirror, Sunday morning. In the dark clouds hung above. I saw you kneeling neath the garden. I saw the gray man stood above. What kind of meaning in a gunshot? It doesn't matter what they say. I never felt I aimed at no one. And who's gonna take the gun away? And every spurned heart makes its plan. Well, I know that you really love him. Well, I know that there's a God above. The million times we'll remember how the trail slips away.
Yeah!
with our bonus hit at number 6. That was David Bowie and my favorite song of his from the entire decade of the 80s, Julie, the non-album flip side of Day In, Day Out, an EMI single that hit the top 10 in Belgium, Finland, and Sweden and peaked at number 17 in England and number 21 in the U.S. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 5, we have a single by the vocalist that, for a time, was an unofficial member of Black Oak, Arkansas. She sang the memorable female part in their biggest hit, Jim Dandy. So, who was it that sang that part? It was Constance Mierzwiak, who, while touring with the Black Oak Boys under her professional name of Ruby Starr, took center stage for several numbers as the lead singer. One of the songs she belted out in every show was this classic Paul McCartney cover.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Maybe I'm amazed at the way you pull me out of time. You hung me on the line. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I really need you. Maybe I'm a girl. Maybe I'm a lonely girl in the middle of something that she doesn't really.
At number 5, that was part-time Black Oak, Arkansas member Ruby Starr, and a song that another member of Black Oak, the ever-present Jack Holder, played live with her numerous times, Maybe I'm Amazed.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we're up to number 4, where we usually play a track that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. However, today we have a selection that went all the way to number 1 in the United States, but did not chart at all in England. It is one of Henry John Duchendorf's biggest hits. While this singer-songwriter was one of the biggest artists of the early 70s in the United States, he was truly a one-hit wonder in England, hitting number 1 once and then never charting again. The song that made him a one-hit wonder over there was not this one. It was Annie's song. Now you know that Henry John Duchendorf was actually John Denver.
Sunshine on my shoulder makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. A song that I could sing for you. I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. In my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost makes me high. Sunshine almost all the time makes me high. Sunshine almost all.
With a single that went to number one in the United States and should have, at the very least, reached number four in England, that was Henry John Duchendorf, better known to the world as John Denver, and the single edit of Sunshine on My Shoulder.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our three from way downtown. And today we are once again talking about downtown Detroit, Michigan, home of Hitsville, USA. While Steveland Hardaway Morris was actually born in Saginaw, Michigan, he left Saginaw to become part of the Tamla Motown Records family at the age of 11. By the time he reached 13, he became the youngest artist to ever hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Of course, hitting number one became somewhat of a common occurrence for Steveland. This particular single hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, the Cashbox Survey, and in Record World. Even more impressive than that, the album that contained this selection debuted on the album charts in the number one position, only the third time in chart history that such a debut had been achieved.
Hang on to
with our three from way downtown. That was Steveland Morris, better known to the world as Stevie Wonder, and I Wish.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we are going to play a song that we believe should have reached number 1. And in Cashbox, Record World, and in Canada, it did reach number 1. But in England and on the Billboard Hot 100, it peaked at number 4. Quite frankly, any recording that contains two Beatles, two members of Badfinger, Gary Wright, and Klaus Voormann is obviously going to be a decent record. But for Richard Starkey, it was far more than decent. It started a hit streak for him on the singles chart that caused everyone to take notice, especially his former bandmates. With a song that reached number 4 in Billboard, but went all the way to the top in Cashbox and Record World, that was Sir Richard Starkey, known to the world as Ringo Starr, and a song that he wrote and George Harrison produced, It Don't Come Easy. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1, and we have kept with our basic theme of playing records by artists that call themselves something other than their original names. For this track, we have a duet by Pauline Matthews and Reginald Dwight. The songwriting credits are, at least for one of the two songwriters, a double pseudonym. Nevertheless, the song is credited to Ann Orson and Carte Blanche. Even if you aren't sure about those names, now that you're hearing the introduction of the song, I think you know who it is.
You take the weight off of me.
On the Perfection track that hit number one in Australia, Canada, France, Ireland, New Zealand, South Africa, Zimbabwe, England, and across the board in the United States. That was Reginald Dwight, better known as Elton John, and Pauline Matthews, better known as Kiki Dee, and Don't Go Breaking My Heart. The song was indeed written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin, but under the names Ann Orson and Carte Blanche. Apparently, Elton was Ann Orson and Bernie took the name Carte Blanche. Why? According to producer Gus Dudgeon, Elton wrote the music first on this one, and Bernie wrote the lyrics after the music was finished. They normally worked the other way around. Maybe that had something to do with the wordplay that sounded like an horse and cart. With Elton writing the music first, it was like he got the cart before the horse. That's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to John at altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.